From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, in which the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. The third group of these virtues begins with faith and has been the subject of Dr. Cairns' current focus. The term faith applies first to a person's initial coming to Christ as Savior. That in itself is the work of the Holy Spirit. Then the Spirit operates in the believer's life to further his sanctification. It is as the Christian understands what he has in Christ that he is enabled by the Spirit to keep on believing. Then the Spirit also imparts to God's people the special gift to bear whatever comes into their lives. As Dr. Cairns pointed out in the introduction to this message, the Holy Spirit not only makes Christians a trusting people, He also makes them a trustworthy people. People who are led by the Holy Spirit are people of good character, true to God, to the gospel, and to their word. In this way, they bear a good testimony to the lost around them. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Doing What God Can Bless. The text is found in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. If we obey the Lord our God, He will bless that which He gives us. Riches are no curse when blessed of the Lord. When men have more than they require for their immediate need, and begin to lay up in storehouses, the dry rot of covetousness or the blight of hard-heartedness is apt to follow the accumulation. But with God's blessing it is not so. Prudence arranges the saving. Liberality directs the spending. Gratitude maintains consecration, and praise sweetens enjoyment. It is a great mercy to have God's blessing in one's iron safe and on one's banking account. What a favor is made ours by the last clause, The Lord shall bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand unto. We would not put our hand to anything upon which we dare not ask God's blessing, neither would we go about it without prayer and faith. But what a privilege to be able to look for the Lord's help in every enterprise. Some talk of a lucky man. The blessing of the Lord is better than luck. The patronage of the great is nothing to the favor of God. Self-reliance is all very well, but the Lord's blessing is infinitely more than all the fruit of talent, genius, or tact.
May the world
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
If you run the race looking at other people, you'll stumble and fall. If you look at your circumstances and get bitter and angry, they'll defeat you. But oh, if you come before God's Word and let the Spirit of God write the Word that is relevant to your situation upon the fleshy tables of your heart, the Holy Ghost will beget faith. You see, this is the first thing He does in His people. He makes them a trusting people for salvation and in sanctification and then in these special difficulties of life. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. Just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. I wonder this morning, am I talking to somebody who's struggling? You say you're saved. You've trusted Christ to the saving of your soul, but you're struggling with sin. You're struggling with resentment. You're struggling with circumstances. You're struggling with sickness. You're struggling. You're wondering and wondering. It's time, my friend, to stop wondering and wandering and come to the sheet anchor of faith. I can't give you that. But the Holy Ghost can. And here's the great encouragement. If He has begun by giving you saving faith, then it is His purpose to continue giving you sanctifying faith and giving you the faith that you need to overcome in every difficult passage of life. So He makes His people a trusting people. My time is gone, but I will get to the second point very quickly and say this, that therefore He goes on and makes His people a trustworthy people. You see, it's a contradiction in terms to say I'm trusting Christ, but nobody else can trust me. That's a contradiction in terms. When the Holy Ghost gives you faith in Christ, He transforms the very root of your being, and He continues in your experience as you go on with Him, transforming you. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 tells you what the Christian life is all about. It is being constantly transformed into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ from one stage or level of glory to another. That's the will of God. That's what God expects in every one of us. And so when He does this, He enables us to live out the faith that we have in Christ in a life of honesty, integrity, and faithfulness in all our relationships. Now, if you're led by the Spirit, that will be your character. People who are led by the Spirit are people of character. In Galatians 5, as we read some weeks back, in verse 19, you have the works of the flesh. That's when you're led by the flesh, when you're led by the lusts of the flesh. These are the things that come forth. But when you're led by the Spirit, there's love, there's joy, there's peace, there's long-suffering, there's kindness, there's goodness, there's faith, there's meekness, there's temperance. They're led of the Spirit to be people of character. And this word faith is emphasizing they'd be trustworthy. It means they'd be true. They will be true to God. Like Moses, who was faithful in all his house. He was true to God. They'd be true to the gospel. Like Tychicus or like Epaphras. Tychicus, Paul said, is a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord. Epaphras, similarly, he said to the Colossians, is for you a faithful minister of Christ. Faithful to the gospel, undeviating from its doctrine and from its standards, truthful and honest in its exposition. True to God, true to the gospel. This Christian will be true to his own word. All liars will have their part in the lake that burns with fire. That's what the Holy Ghost says. Liars go to hell. Christians are people who trust in Him who is the faithful and the true witness. People who trust in a Christ who is absolute truth. And therefore, they themselves will be people like their Savior. I don't want to get off again, for time is gone, but there is, and I mentioned this a few weeks back, so I'll just give a slight reference to it now. There is a theme that runs through the Old Testament about idolaters and idolatry. The scripture says, they that worship them are like them. Why, that's a powerful truth. You will be like the God you worship. And if you're not like Christ at all, you're not worshiping Christ. It's as simple as that. You will be like the God you worship. What about our God? He abideth faithful, Paul said. He cannot deny himself. He cannot lie. Again and again, the word of God is called a faithful word. It's a word we can trust. Where would we be today if we couldn't absolutely trust the Bible? If you couldn't take the promises of that book about forgiveness of sins and acceptance with God and the way to heaven and the power of the blood of Christ and the finished atonement and the resurrection grace. My, if you couldn't take God's word and believe it, where would we be today? We'd be adrift on an ocean of trouble, headed for hell without the slightest hope. But we can trust it. And the fruit of the Spirit of God and people who are trusting that trustful word is that you can trust their word. The fruit of the Spirit in a Christian then is that he's honest. He's trustworthy. He stands by his word. Think of what it says in the 15th Psalm. Lord, who shall abide in my tabernacle? Who shall dwell in my holy hill? Verse 4 gives you part of the answer. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. A man who, when he gives his word, will stand by that word even though it costs him and it hurts him to fulfill it. A man who'll stick by his word. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's what governs a spiritual man in every area. He'll stand faithfully. In his stand for God, he'll be faithful. As Ephesians 6 makes clear, or as Paul said to the Philippians, I am set for the defense of the gospel. That's faithful in the stand for God. He'd be faithful in all his personal relationships. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 25. Putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for he remembers one of another. Think of what that does for the marriage. Think of what it does for the family, children to parents and parents to children. He'd be faithful in the church. How are Christians described in Ephesians 1, verse 1? The faithful in Christ Jesus. That's how God describes his people. Now let me ask you today, you say you're saved. We could add a whole lot of things like your business relations, your business dealings. But let's bring all this down just to a personal application. If the proof or a proof of the reality of my trust in Christ is that there is a Christ-like trustworthiness about my character. If that is a proposition I can sustain from Scripture, I believe I can and have. Let me ask, what about my stand for God? What about your stand for God? What about your faithfulness to God? What about your faithfulness to your family? What about your faithfulness to husband or to wife? What about your faithfulness to children? What about your faithfulness to your clients? Do you put your profit above your testimony? Is it smart to make an extra dollar or $1,000 because you can pull the wool over somebody's eyes? It doesn't really matter, you've been a liar. What about your faithfulness in the church? Would the work of God know if you never came back? Would you be missed? Would we miss your praying? Would we miss your giving? Would we miss your encouraging? Would we miss your fellowship? Would we note your empty place in the prayer meeting? What about this faithfulness in the work of the ministry? Let me tell you, it is the fruit of the Spirit to make us trusting and them to make us trustworthy. May God produce that fruit and give an abundant harvest of it in every part of our lives. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word to our hearts. Give fruit for the preaching of it. God grant that the fruit of the Spirit will appear in our lives in profusion, in great abundance, for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of God, work on in our hearts. Spirit of God, take the things concerning Christ and reveal them unto us. O Lord, grant us such a liberty in the study and enjoyment of the gospel and of thy word, that our lives will be filled with spiritual fruit. Part us now with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear today and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.